Hi guys, thanks for becoming a member of InTheFlowOfMagic.com. This is Kala. And so I have the additional goddess card for you guys that adds some depth to the public reading over at YouTube. So let's see. Looking at Scorpio first, because it's still Scorpio's birthday month. Scorpio, you got Aphrodite. Aphrodite is the inner goddess, and the card specifically means and advises you to awaken the goddess within you through dance or self-care, anything to do with care of the body, and appreciate your divinity, but specifically tied to your physicality and to your body. Loving your body, perhaps you feel you're not the ideal weight, or in some way you feel that you don't meet, you know, society standards, and this is saying to really appreciate that. And this can apply to men as well, because we all have an inner male and an inner female. And so it's about that part of ourselves sort of lavishing yourself with love and just, you know, very sensual, very caring. Emphasize that this week. And it has to do with the things you're going through, the wisdom you're going to gain, and the transformation you're going through. So Scorpio, I'd love to hear more about your week. And you can leave a comment over the YouTube video, or you can always write me at Kala in the Flow of Magic as well. Okay, let's go on to Sagittarius. Sagittarius, you got Cordelia. So let me look at your cards for a moment. Okay, so Sag, you have some big shakeup. You got the Tower card, and I know you've watched the video, so I'm not going to repeat that, but something to do that's going to help you is to go outside. Cordelia is shown in this card, a beautiful goddess, flowers in her hair, flowers all around her, and it means that when you go outside, that's when you're going to get hopeful again. You're going to see the birds, or, you know, just see nature, see the wind and the leaves, and you're just going to realize and feel alive and see that things go through a cycle in nature. And so that's going to be very helpful for you. That's going to help you with the release that you're going to need to be doing this week. So Sag, that's the advice for you. Hi, Capricorn. Welcome. So Capricorn, let's see. Capricorn, you got Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is a beautiful card, a lot of pinks and very soft baby blues. And she is the goddess of compassion from Asia. Sometimes it generally is shown as a female. And the idea is, with Kuan Yin in this deck, release judgments about yourself and others. So you need to embody compassion this week. Focus on the love and the light that is within everyone. Okay, so you will see other things about people, but the advice is to focus as much as you can. Bring that heart energy, that of Kuan Yin, so that you are soft in your judgments. Release judgments about yourself and about others, and focus on the very best in them, the highest that they can be. So Capricorn, that is the advice for this week, and it matches with the surrender. You had the angelic energy of surrender around you for this week. Okay, be well. Aquarius, hi. Aquarius, you got Pele. So let's look at Pele with what you are going through. You have the angelic energy of transformation. You've definitely got some plan underway. It's happening. And the advice, we talked a little bit about not being too rigid and what you think is right and wrong. You are going through transformation, and the Pele card on top of that says it has to do with your divine passion. Be honest with yourself. What is your heart's true desire? So what is it that you really desire to do? What's your own inner heartbeat? What brings you alive? Pele is a volcano goddess, so very fiery, very powerful Hawaiian goddess. So all you're going through this week, this is the goddess energy that you need to pay attention to. What is your passion? Don't suppress that. Hello, 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 Pisces. So you got the goddess Vesta. Pisces, I'm looking at your other cards. You had the energy of needing to narrow things down. You had a lot of options, and you need to narrow things down. So this is something to do with your home. and it will be improving. So this card can mean either someone moves in or someone moves out and it changes the condition of your home in a positive way, and or you're able to improve your home, you're able to make it more beautiful, expand it, or in some way enhance your home. So Vesta is the goddess of the hearth, and your situation is going to be improving, Pisces, so that should be happening this week. Hello, Aries. Let's see. Yes, Aries, you got Diana on the goddess oracle deck. It shows a beautiful goddess with a bow and arrow, and it is about focused intention. Focused intention. So keep your thoughts, your feelings, and your action focused on your target, and you will make your mark. It's a very encouraging card. You did get the angelic energy of obedience as well, which somehow vibes with that. And you're very much in creator mode, Aries. So, yeah, wow, looking at you had a lot of fire this week. Absolutely, you're going to be creating something. You're going to be starting something with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm, whether it's a new job or a project at your job. Something is going to be starting up this week. Do follow the rules and stay focused as well. Diana encourages that and says, be in charge also of your schedule. If people try to get you to do things that you know you're not really excited and energized to do, stay focused on what you want to do. That's really important for you this week, Aries. Hi, Taurus. Okay, Taurus, this week, yeah, your reading was interesting because it seemed to have things that were saying the opposite. You got ordinariness, which is going about your ordinary day, not that you're ordinary, but that you don't have to do anything extraordinary to stand out, and yet you got the card of risk. Those seem to be opposite. So you got Yemaya. Now, Yemaya is an African goddess, and on this particular deck, she is about golden opportunity, that important doors are opening for you right now. Okay, opportunities are coming to you, and you need to take them, Taurus. So that picks up on the risk. So what this is telling me is as you go about your ordinary day, you don't have to search for this. An opportunity is going to come to you, and you should go ahead and take that risk. Okay, so you've got the angelic energy of risk, and you've got Yemaya, which is something is going to come to you, and grab it. The timing is right. Act when this opportunity comes to you. So it's very exciting, Taurus. And as I said, you don't have to go looking for this. You don't have to do anything outlandish or attention-getting. It's going to come to you. Just stay focused as you do your daily chores, whether that's at work. Just go about being yourself, doing the best you can, focused on each moment, and this opportunity will come to you. Hi, Gemini. You got Ishtar. Ishtar is, along with being the name of a very bad movie from a while back, I think with, I can't even think of the actor's name. But Ishtar is a goddess, and she's about boundaries. So let's look at your other cards. Okay. So, Gemini, you have the angelic energy of inspiration. And Ishtar is saying, give boundaries. Don't do things that you don't want to do just because you feel you have to. So if somebody is demanding your time or energy, it's okay to calmly and clearly set a boundary with them. Okay? That works with some of the other issues you'll be dealing with this week. This issue of postponement, maybe you're putting things off that you know you need to act on. That was a big issue. So definitely have clear boundaries this week with those around you. Hi, Cancer. So Cancer, this week for your sign, you are to tap in, the angel of power is with you. Tap into your own power, but your power, you have to be aware of, is sourced from your sensitivity. So you got the goddess White Tara, and White Tara is about sensitivity. To be aware that things you may not be aware of are affecting you. Could be in your environment, could be food, could be specific relationships, chemicals, situations. Be aware that you're very sensitive and becoming more so. And so take steps to protect yourself or to not overexpose yourself to things that will trigger you or be basically damaging to you, because you're becoming more spiritually sensitive and sensitive on all levels. So avoid harsh relationships, harsh environments or situations, and harsh chemicals, okay? You're becoming more sensitive, Cancer sign, this week, and you may notice it comes up as you got the moment-to-moment card, so you're being present, and you're trying to tap into your own power, and that is helped by being aware of and respectful of your new sensitivity. Hi, Leo. Leo the Lion. Okay, so you got a very clear reading this week. You got the Death card reversed, possibly holding on or stuck on something that's ending, related to do with a relationship. You got Mawu, who is an African goddess, and she is called Mother Earth in this oracle deck. And so it could be literally that you're called to take care of Mother Earth, take care of the environment through your actions, whether it's something at work. It could be as little as recycling, taking care of the earth, maybe educating people about the earth and our resources. But it often also means first chakra, being grounded within your own body, being Mother Earth itself, manifesting that quality. So I think that's what it means, given some of the other cards you got this week. Stay grounded. You might want to do meditation on your first chakra, on Muladhara chakra, and you want to be grounded, but you need to allow this change that wants to happen, and it appears that it is with a relationship that you have idealized potentially. So just tune in to Mawu, Mawu. Good luck, Leo. Hey, Libra. So interesting. Libra is, you got Ishtar, and so did Gemini. So it'd be interesting if you were a person who somehow has Gemini and Libra, then this is especially for you because you got the same card twice. So Ishtar is about boundaries. Stand up for yourself and say no to things that are demands on your time and energy by others that you really don't want to do or you don't have time or energy to do. Just say no. You can say it nicely but firmly. Don't let people push past your boundaries. You're going to end up resenting them. So tap into the energy of Ishtar, Libra. And this, you had an interesting reading. You're going to really have an understanding about an issue, like a real deep understanding and awakening of a pattern, whether it's with relationships or with life. And so it's probably going to be with how you let others push your boundaries and demand from you without really respecting your needs. That's what it appears it's going to be about. So the goddess Ishtar is bringing that to your attention. Okay, guys, hope you enjoyed. If you've come to the end and listened to all of them, hope you enjoyed this additional goddess reading. Check out my Etsy shop, which has some of my lower price readings that are also here on my website. On my website, though, you will find exclusively my more in-depth readings and more about me and more about intuition, how to develop it, how to meditate, things like that. Now that you're on my member list, you will get exclusives that I don't share anywhere else. Namaste and have a blessed week. It's Kala from In the Flow of Magic. Bye-bye.